And from Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties giving away three golf passes each and every week this summer. But first things first, we will take a look at the leaderboard. It's our Tire Kingdom leaderboard report brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And the PGA Tour is in New Orleans. Second straight week, PGA Tour is playing on a Pete Dye design. This week, it's the TPC Louisiana in Avondale, Louisiana, 7,399-yard par 72 track, about 400 yards longer than the Harbortown Golf Links track just 1 week ago. Jerry Kelly is your third-round leader, 13 under par 203, three shots ahead of Palm Beach Gardens resident and Bear Lakes member Steve Marino. Steve Marino solo second at minus 10. You've got a five-way tie for third. Rod Pampling, Aaron Watkins, Charles Howell III, John Rollins, and Charlie Wee. All five of those men are at 9 under par. You've got seven more players, another stroke back at minus 8, five shots back at Jerry Kelly. Those players include Jeff Overton, Rory Sabatini, and David Toms, a native Louisiana product. But after three rounds of play, Pat, your leader, Jerry Kelly, and this is a guy who hasn't won on the PGA Tour in 7 years.
Hasn't won since the now semi-defunct, I guess, Western Open in 2002. Also, I believe, won the Sony Open that year. So he won twice in 2002 and hasn't won in 199 starts since then. So you could say he's overdue. Plus the trend this year, the leaders of the third round have won, I think, 13 of 16 PGA Tour events. So, you know, statistics-wise, Jerry's in good shape being in the lead. But the thing going against him is the last four winners of this event have been first-time winners. So that bodes well for Steve Marino. I don't know who we're going to pick at the end of this thing, Russ, but I'm not as solid on Jerry Kelly, even with the three-shot lead, in this position, just because he hasn't won in that amount of time. And there's some good quality behind him, not just Steve Marino, but guys, you know, even six shots back, I think, have a chance on this course to make up that kind of ground.
Well, I love that stat. Last four winners have made this their first victory on the PGA Tour. That dates back to 2005. Tim Petrovic, Chris Couch, Nick Watney, and last year Andres Romero. Now, obviously, all four of those men did not win on this TPC Louisiana track. A couple years ago was English Turn, where the Zurich Classic was held. A Jack Nicklaus design there in Louisiana. And we realized Hurricane Katrina kind of devastated that area. And I believe English Turn was semi-destroyed. And therefore, you bring in the TPC Louisiana track as the new venue. I love that stat. And Steve Marino is a guy, obviously near and dear to our hearts, Palm Beach County resident. And he's come close a couple of times. A couple of second-place finishes on the PGA Tour. A couple of third-place finishes on the PGA Tour. And he's due. He's definitely going to win at some point. And I say, why not this weekend? Now, I love the idea that they're playing on Bermuda greens. Obviously, Steve lives in South Florida. Bermuda green, you know, paradise down here in South Florida. So he loves the greens. He putts well on them. And therefore, I really think this is brewing up to become his weekend.
I'm going to probably agree with you on it, Russ. Steve's a quality player. There's no reason why he shouldn't have won by now. And I think maybe this is the type of tournament where a guy like Steve Marino should be able to break through and win.
Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic, taking you until 10 o'clock this morning. It's our Tire Kingdom leaderboard report. Real quickly, take a look at the ladies. LPGA Tour back in action after a couple of week hiatus. It's the LPGA Corona Championship down in Morelia, Mexico, 6,500-yard par 73. Trace Maria's Golf Club in Morelia, Mexico. Wow, say that five times fast. And after three rounds of play, the native Mexican, Lorena Ochoa, is your leader. 20 under par. Wow, look what happens when you have five par fives on your par 73 course. 20 under par after three rounds of play, 199. Suzanne Pedersen, solo second at minus 19. Nayan Choi, solo third at 15 under par. Morgan Pressel, one of three women, tied for fourth at minus 14. Then you go down to the 10 under par players, and you see Michelle Wee. Michelle Wee having a very good week, tied for 13, 10 under par, albeit 10 shots back of your leader, Lorena Ochoa.
Well, a couple things here, Russ. Any event in Mexico, isn't Lorena Ochoa just going to win that? It's like a home country advantage. I mean, the LPGA Tour, I think, has, what, three events in Mexico now? Two or three?
She hosts one of them.
And she seems to win all of them. So this doesn't surprise me that she's leading. But the other bone I've got to pick with the LPGA Tour is after Brittany Lincecum wins the LPGA Championship what is it, like 3-4 weeks ago now? They leave American soil and they go.
Right.
It's like you said, they take a couple weeks off, then they go to Mexico. It's just very hard to follow the LPGA Tour. And I hate to sound Americo-centric, but if you're an American, because it's just so globe-trotting and so disjointed, the schedule, I'd like a little bit of a break after a major, but not this. I mean, it's just too disjointed. I think one of Carolyn Bivens' biggest challenges in the coming years is to really get this schedule to the point where it can be followed. It has a natural flow to it, and it's not, you know, it's not so, as I said, disjointed. It needs to have better connectivity, if that's even a word, to America,
connectivity.
To the U.S. and to get the American viewership, which is going to be the bulk of the people that I'm assuming they want to appeal to really get interested in this. So I nothing against this tournament, but Michelle Wee's in it. Like you said, she's 10 shots off, but at least she's sort of competitive in this one. Kari Webb's up there, Morgan Pressel. It should be bigger than what it is and not just kind of a footnote as we speak about, the PGA Tour, which, is certainly not in a glamorous spot in New Orleans right now, but that's getting much more publicity than the LPGA event. So I think that's one of the challenges that they need to figure out the schedule and get it to the point where it's workable.
Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. Just getting started here on a Sunday morning in South Florida. Gorgeous Sunday morning in South Florida.